This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. I hope as we're finishing up the month here, the month of Halloween, everybody's probably coming to the end of being scared, or maybe not, but I'm a little scared as I sit across here from my buddy Brad.
Well, today is Halloween, so the kids are out trick-or-treating, I'm sure. There's probably some pedos in vans. I mean, that could be happening.
That would have been you had you not made shaved your mustache off.
I have shaved the mustache. Yeah. The stash is gone. My wife was refusing to... We're on a kiss strike.
Oh.
I was like, you know what? I still win 3 weeks with the stash. But yeah, today is Halloween, and for me, Halloween's all year because I love scary movies. So this is, we could do scary movies all year, and I would be totally fine with that. But today, we've got a special guest in the house, and I've been super excited about it. But before we get to that, I must say, producer Gary's in here again, and just like Halloween Resurrection, he's got his Michael Myers mask on with his Hawaiian shirt. He comes ready. He is ready to talk Michael Myers, his hero. Isn't that right, producer Gary?
Man, no.
Up to the mic.
We have to tell Gary to get up to the mic a lot,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, your fans have said that they're having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah.
They never say that about Brad, but they say it about you.
So what what fans don't know is my dad is producer Gary's number one fan. So producer Gary has a hat that says, Brad's dad is my number one fan, and he wears that a lot when we go out. But my dad has a hat that says number one fan of producer Gary. So they both have the same hat, just different wording. Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Good to see you, producer Gary.
But I always wear it backwards.
You do. Well, we can't see it. Mm. So, yeah, today, special guest, Blumhouse Trent. You've heard him on the, what episode? Was that Boys and Girls with Hannah? Where we called Trent for just a split second.
Yeah, yeah.
To verify his wife was my first girlfriend.
Yeah.
He has agreed.
Was that what we were verifying, or that you had a girlfriend? What was
both.
Okay. Sorry.
So, Blumhouse Trent, welcome for your first and not last appearance.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
We love bringing guests in for really crappy movies. I mean, there's crap, and then there's crap. And this,
you picked a good one, right?
We're like, we're gonna bring Blump Trent. Explain your distaste for Blumhouse.
You ever watched most of them? there's not much more I can add to that. But have you ever watched any of them?
What's the worst Blumhouse you've ever seen? Halloween Ends.
That is on the list. Yes.
Remind me again, what's Blumhouse mean?
Tell them what Blumhouse is.
It's a production company. So it's Jason Blum.
Jason Blum
is the producer for a lot of these movies. And there's some winners in the mix, like Paranormal Activity, the original Insidious, some of those. But but some of the stuff that ends up on Amazon and Netflix, not so much.
So does Blum rival, is his like rival, is he like the Coke or the... or the Pepsi, and then Twisted Pictures is like the Coke. Like, they're rivals, right? Pictures does all the Saw crap that we've already talked about on this podcast.
It's the same stuff.
So Blum, when he, instead of having the Midas touch, he has the sad touch, right? Like, does he own every... Is he... To make a horror movie in Hollywood, do you have to go through Blum now? Is he like the Godfather?
That's the thing, that he has his hands in a lot of the stuff now.
I would purposely not want... I would go to Australia and make my horror movie just to not have Blum at the beginning.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, Roger's like, y'all are nerding out over Blumhouse. Did Blum do any chainsaw? He did, right?
Did what?
He ruined the chainsaw too, right? He had to have. Gary, will you look up, did Blum produce any Chainsaw Massacre movies?
Like Texas Chainsaw?
Oh. I thought you just meant the use of a chainsaw.
Oh, no.
I was a little lost.
I was shorthanded. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I was shorthanding it. So, Roger, while Gary's looking up, tell us a little bit about this 2022 opus of a movie. I can't even say that.
Well, it of course, was released in October 14th of 2022. The budget for it was $33 million. And the box office was 105.4 million.
Hold on a second. This movie cost $33 million to. I feel like I say this every podcast. What did they spend this on? It there wasn't much going
maybe,
on.
Maybe Jamie Lee Curtis's Activia for her. You know, maybe
like a bathroom so she could poop because that's what it makes you do, right? Like it sends you to the crapper.
I was going to probably pay her.
Oh my gosh, we are not sponsored by Activia, by the way. Although we could use them as a sponsor. Yeah. It made $105 million, also debuting on Peacock. I know that because producer Gary and I watched this movie opening night together. Not side by side, but together in my house. My wife let us go upstairs and we watched it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost wish she'd vetoed that one.
Yeah, we needed her to throw a flag on that one and say, no, you can't watch this with producer Gary and Matt. You've heard Matt on the Batman and Robin episode. Anything about this movie, Roger, that we, you know, behind the scenes besides it stars Jamie Lee Curtis?
Well, you just took away my first line. I was gonna,
Oh, sorry. You say that line for us, Raj.
Did you know Jamie Lee Curtis was in this
she
one?
She was?
Yeah. Yeah, frequent Halloweener.
I like that. Are you a Halloweener?
Yeah, there we go.
Producer Gary, are you a Halloweener?
One of my favorite movie actors, Will Patton of all time, who was coach on Remember the Titans, and also in No Way Out, back in '87 with Costner.
Never seen that movie.
Oh, that's a good one. It's really good. Yeah, it would
did you
never
watch
be,
that back
it would
when,
never be on this one.
It wasn't too good?
It's a good movie. Yeah.
Did you have red hair at that point?
Yeah, I was back in high school, '87.
Oh, okay. So,
but Kylie Richards or Kyle Richards.
Who is that?
She's off of that those what is that? Real Housewives stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, she was Lindsay Wallace in the movie.
She was one of the little kids in the first one, right?
Yeah. She, yeah.
She was in the original?
She was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been an actress around. It's been around for a while. Had a lot of work done to make herself, you know, still look young. So, if you're on Real Housewives, you know you've had work done. It's just
you have to.
Plain
that's the
and
rule.
Simple. I didn't realize old Danny McBride was a producer and writer for the movie.
Did he write this one? He gave up on this one. There's no way he cared.
Wow.
It said he originally had intended to pitch two films that would be shot back-to-back and then decided against it, waiting to see the reaction for the first Halloween in 2018, which I guess wasn't too good for that one either.
No, the first Halloween in 2018 was a great movie.
It was pretty good. Yeah,
that'll never
was,
be yeah. on this podcast.
It was okay.
This Danny McBride. He's a one-note actor, right? I feel like he's the same character in everything he does.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? You know who we're talking about, right?
What are you playing? I'm trying to remember who he...
Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Righteous Gemstones.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
The
I was
Foot
trying to remember
Fist
what he
way.
Played in this movie, though.
Oh, he wasn't in this movie. He wrote it.
He wrote it, yeah. I gotcha. Right.
What was the one where they kidnapped somebody, held him hostage? The pizza... Was it the pizza delivery boy? No.
This is the End?
No, not that one.
The TV show?
No, it was a movie.
Vice Principals, he's on that show.
Yeah. No, that was a movie where he and somebody else were brothers, and they kidnapped somebody, held them for ransom. I'll have to do the research real quick.
I don't know. Producer Gary, find out for us.
I've got it right here. Go ahead.
Never mind.
Why don't you do your minute synopsis?
Okay, minute synopsis. Oh, my God. So, at the beginning, we're introduced to this guy who is a babysitter, and these kids die on his watch. He then is creepy. We see him. It's weird. Then he finds a cave that has an old mysterious man living in it. oh no, he's Michael Myers, but he beats Michael Myers up. Then Michael Myers, I guess, wakes up and even takes his mask. And then Michael Myers, I guess, wakes up. Laurie Strode is here, minus her hot daughter, Judy Greer. And Laurie Strode looks older than ever. And is she still in the compound? I can't remember. I don't think so. No, she's in the house. And then at the end, Michael Myers kills that dude who we think could be the killer, puts the mask back on, goes to Laurie Strode. Laurie Strode does her Laurie Strode-ing, and he dies at the end, and that's Halloween Ends. I mean, it's, oh man, I wish the movie had been exactly how long I said.
That was the best synopsis I've heard on this show yet.
Really?
So that was pretty funny.
That's because he actually watched the movie.
Actually, that too, yeah.
30 minutes or less was the movie that...
Never seen it.
Eisenberg was in it with him. And
oh, he was on a... And movie the, torture recently.
And the ending guy, a seer, is it a seer?
Oh, no. Aziz Ansari?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
Jesse Eisenberg was on the Halloween episode of Cursed.
Ah.
Remember we talked about that with Hannah? Okay. Let's talk about this movie. First off, we see this kid in the beginning babysitting... kids. I don't understand this. First off,
really babysitting kids?
He was babysitting kids.
Okay.
Who would, okay, us four in this room, would we hire producer Gary?
No.
To watch our, I know he's had three wives, he's been around. Would we watch, would we let producer Gary watch our children? Why is in Haddonfield, why are they hiring this dude? I thought, he's got to be molesting, right? Like, there's... I thought that's where we were going with this. And Michael Myers is going to come in and slash him up. I did not think he would last in this movie.
No.
You're exactly right. I mean, it just tells you how bad the movie was from the beginning. That it begins with a male teenage babysitter.
Yeah.
What movie have we seen besides Daddy Day Camp or Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy where there's a dude not... With the okay, there need to be a chick babysitter, and he's there like Jonah trying
Hill.
To
the one movie with Jonah Hill. I know where you're
okay. The babysitter, I guess that's one.
Yep, right? The babysitter, yeah.
Okay, but okay, this is a serious movie. This is not
never happens in the real world ever.
It's not a comedy. Like, we need to see him trying to hook up with a chick at the house while she's babysitting, and then the kids die.
Yeah,
I think that would have been a better, more believable hook. No. Parents are saying, there's a 17-year-old boy. We're going to hire him to watch our kids tonight. Like, that's creepy.
He was actually 21.
Oh, my gosh. He's 21. Has this guy ever heard of Uber? Has he ever heard of DoorDash? Any of those would be better to me. Okay, Blumhouse Trent. I feel like watching a bunch of kids that aren't your own is torture.
Yes, I would say
like,
so.
Like, I would rather put my head in a meat grinder.
Yes. There's some days you don't want to watch your own children, much less somebody else's children, right?
Why would I want to watch these kids? And this whole movie, the parents look at this guy like he's just a piece of crap. And I'm like...
Well, he didn't kill their kids. There's that.
Well, yeah. But he didn't mean to, right? Like, wasn't the kid pushed on the door?
And he slung the door open so far that he knocked the kid over the rail, and the kid hits the ground first. First of all, how does that happen?
Who is strong enough to push back on a door so strong that you're thrown over a rail, but they look at him like he's the worst? And I'm going to look at them and go, y'all are terrible parents. Y'all hired a 21-year-old dude who's probably smuggling booze in there.
On Halloween night.
Yeah. See, that's why I think he's on the registry, because he can't go trick-or-treating, so he has to be in a house.
He his own house if he was on the registry, though.
What 21-year-old wants to go trick-or-treating? That was...
I would rather do that than babysit kids.
Why is he not at a party with chicks? Like, he's 21. If I'm 21, I got to choose. I'm going to watch two little loudmouth brats, or I'm going to be with chicks on Halloween. I'm choosing chicks.
Well, and the whole thing, like, with the... him being in the closet, like, he was a wuss. Like, he had no, like,
yeah, good point.
Nothing.
Yeah.
The kid was running the show. The kid was running the show.
Yeah.
He's being terrorized by a child.
Right.
I mean, think about it.
Michael Myers is not in this house, right?
No.
When he it was just the kid.
Just the kid.
Yeah. But he got so freaked out, he flung the door open and knocked that kid out.
I feel like my kid terrorizes producer Gary a lot, though.
He does, but I wouldn't throw. I wouldn't be so scared.
Gary and Gabby.
Yeah, he's really brutal to producer Gary. Yeah. He's always making fun of Gary.
I wonder where he's seen the example of that from.
I don't know. Maybe Roger.
Not me.
I love producer.
I'm the guy
Gary.
Who usually sticks up for producer Gary.
My son is brutal. True. He's so bad at times. My wife has to go, Max, cool it.
Yeah.
And Max is like, well, I just want to tell
it. She says the same thing to Brad,
too. How's your girl life, Gary?
How many times has she said, Brad? How many times does she say, Brad?
Oh, that's on repeat at our house, yeah. Brad.
I've heard that like 1,000 times.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I get so tired of hearing that.
That'd be a great ringtone, Brad. Brad.
Oh, my gosh. I want to get the one where she says, Brad, you're right. Every time it rings.
Yeah, you'll never see that.
The parents just have such disdain for this guy, man. And
I think it just proves just to... how the movie starts off and how it ends. It's just bad from the beginning. It's just par for the course.
I feel like, okay, so he murders the kid, right? Accidentally. It's a brutal death, by the way. Like, you don't expect the kid to die in the first 5 minutes. That kid is a dunzo.
It made you think the movie might be okay at the beginning.
Oh, well, it was gory. It was brutal. This kid... I don't like seeing kids die in movies. No, I think that's poor.
That's hardcore.
That's hardcore. I don't like seeing that. That's a Rob Zombie move there. But do we fast forward, don't we?
Three years later.
Yeah.
3 years later. So that was 2018. I think we're told that's 2019.
Yeah.
The year after Michael Myers came.
The killing spree.
He murdered the kid. So now we're... 3 years later. So now we're 4 years past Michael Myers.
Right.
We're 4 years post MM. AM after Michael. We're 4 years AM. This town hates this guy. It almost is sympathetic. I feel sorry for him at this point. Like, he's tugging at the old heartstrings because you're like, this guy accidentally murdered a kid. How many nights has he sat in a room and wanted to hang himself?
Yeah.
Like, his life was over. His band career, shot.
His band career,
wow.
How? Okay, what do you think about that, though? Like, he's...
Well, yeah, they're setting him up to be like the you feel sorry for him. You know, you feel really sorry for him, but then that's the setup to make him sound like, oh, this poor guy, you know, he accidentally killed this kid and everybody hates him in town. He's a nobody, and then,
Which brings us to Blumhouse Trent and I's and producer Gary's biggest beef with this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Trent, tell us what this brings us to.
The bullies of the neighborhood are the marching band kids. I can talk about this because I was in the marching band. I have a child in the marching band right now. Typically, you are not the bullies. You get bullied. Now, think about it, though. Think about the setup for this kid. He's already been bullied by a little kid, the one he murders, right? Mm. Now he is going to be bullied by the marching band. It's like, guy.
Well, and they made him look like kind of like jocks because they had the Letterman jackets.
Yeah, they're trying to make him tough, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Letterman jacket still a thing?
I got a kid in high school, and I had two others in high school not long ago, and you never see him anymore. You never see him.
I feel like if you wore a Letterman jacket, you would get bullied at this point.
He probably would look like the nerd in the group. Yeah. But they were trying to make him look tougher, I think. It'd be better than carrying the sousaphone around.
Right.
I'm just saying.
What if they'd make him a French horn player?
It's just that did you just expect it not to be the marching band kids?
I wish one of them had a tuba. I don't think any of them had a tuba on, but I wish someone would have chased him with a tuba, like wearing it.
Being accosted by a guy who plays cymbals.
Oh my gosh! What if they assemble monkey shines
because he could like across his head with the cymbals? But yeah,
oh, that would have been great. So, have any of you guys ever been bullied?
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody probably is to a certain degree, right?
When I was a kid,
what's a bully situation?
Well, I mean, usually, like, you know, one of the first times I was in a locker room, like, I have several policies, so that was, I mean, that was easy. But, yeah.
Did they do the towel slap on your butt?
No. No, no, nothing like that ever happened. But, like, middle schoolers are mean. And some of them. That's where it starts, right? For some of them. And then, but, yeah. I have been bullied, but it wasn't as bad as they weren't in the band.
It wasn't the marching band, right?
No. So I was sharing this with producer Gary earlier today. I was bullied. Yeah. He was shocked when I shared this story with him. So, yeah, who would bully me? Well, I was in second or third grade at this time, and I had a friend, and I thought, this is a cool person, right? No, they bullied me. She pinned me down with her friend.
She yes, pinned you down?
She, yeah. I was waiting on that. She pinned me down with her girlfriends, and they zipped my jacket up, and they start choking me with the hood. Like, I was like, I started bleeding out of my mouth. I was like, no, I didn't bleed out of my mouth.
I was curious, Sass. You're going a little far there. I wasn't even there, and I knew that.
But they were choking me because they didn't like me anymore.
I've heard this story before.
You have?
I think so. I think you told me this.
I might have told you this. So I got choked. She bullied me, man, and I didn't like it.
And now you've told the world.
Yeah, now everyone, now all our 18,000 listeners know that I was bullied. But band bullies are such weird. Do you think Danny McBride and the Writers, are they band people?
I guess he was trying to get back at all those kids that bullied him, so, you know.
He must have been in the marching band, and he just wanted to, like, he had been so bullied by probably the football players, and he just wanted to show them, you know.
Didn't they hang him off a bridge?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's a – who does – psychopaths do that, right? Like,
right.
Like, if I'm going to bully – like, if that girl had hung me off a bridge, we're going next level. Yeah, at that point.
It's more like Life of Crime than it is bullying at that point.
It's like you're going to jail at this point. Like, they could tell the cops in this.
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
Here's my problem with Michael Myers movies. And it's the same problem I talk about in the Saw movie that we had. You know, you live in Sawville, you get sawed. You live in Haddonfield, you get Michael Myers. Like, I don't understand. Jamie Lee Curtis has been in Christmas with the Cranks. She knows all about skipping holidays. She wanted to skip Christmas. Skip Halloween. Hey, we're a month out. I'm just going to head down to Florida for the week, for the month. I'll be good. Michael's not going to. Producer Gary, he's only driven one time to California, Halloween H2O. I mean, is he going to drive? Will he even know that I'm down in Florida?
He did jump in the car on the very first movie. You know, when Don Pleasance was in it, remember he jumped in there in the nurse?
But he stays in Haddonfield. It's like he has, like, a force field that keeps him around.
Yeah, but, I mean, what Trent's saying is that, yeah, he did drive in the first one. And then I've heard that, you know, it's like, well, how did he know how to drive?
Yeah, because he was only, like, 5 when he went to the asylum.
I guess he's smart.
Well, like, I read that, you know, he might have learned how to do it from going to hearings or something like that. I don't know. But anyway.
Could be.
Yeah,
could
be. It's a good point. Fixes to that little plot hole.
But to your basic point, though, leave town.
Right.
Leave town. Come back after Halloween.
Leave town. Because he only strikes at Halloween. He's like Santa Claus. He's like the Santa Claus of Boogeyman. He's going to show up on Halloween, and he's going to do some murdering, and he's going to leave. He's going to pretend die. He's going to leave. But now, Michael, in this movie, definitely senior citizen discount, and he probably drives slow. Because he is so old.
They, like, aged him, like, 30 years in this one. This was bad.
He is so old and decrepit in this movie. It's mind-boggling to me, Roger. The Halloween Resurrection Michael Myers that we just talked about a couple months ago. Young, violent, and brutal. We want to see some Michael Myers in this movie. How long before we see him, Trent? It's got to be 40 minutes.
Yeah, because it's almost like you're watching two different plots. It's like, you know, you and I have talked about this before. It's almost like that they were doing the storyboards for the movies in live action. Going, let's see if this will work. So let's take this kid and make him look like the new Michael Myers, right? And he's all this and all this. And then all of a sudden, nah, that's not working. Let's bring Michael Myers back in. And I'll bring the kid back in. Let's bring, and it was like it's all over the place, and you can't find your way in it.
How would Hollywood producer say it?
He'd say, okay, We're going to set this guy up. We're going to make him a killer. But, oh, wait. We need some more Michael Myers. Let's throw the old man back in here again. I think he was like, this is a good movie. And then somebody goes, no, we need to make this just a Halloween because I'm out.
They screen tested like the first 30 minutes and yeah, this is not working.
Yeah, this is too slow. And another thing, before we get to more Michael Myersing, what's his name? Corey?
Corey, yeah.
There is in no world, in no possible reality, would Allison, Andy Matichak, ever want to date this guy.
She's not going to date the town murderer who's terrorized by the band, ever.
Yeah, and okay, she been in all of them. She's the same girl in every
one.
Yeah,
she's been in. She was in all three.
She ever been anything else? Like, where do we rank her on the 10 scale? I think she's a solid 8. Right, she's got to be a solid 8. Trent's like, I don't know if I really want to answer this because my wife might get mad. She's 30 years old, or 29, so she's definitely old. Like, we're not.
But you could tell that you knew it was coming. She's going to be his girlfriend because that was the setup job. I mean,
doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense, but it goes along with the rest of the plot line. And just nothing is discombobulated. The entire thing is.
This movie needs friend of the show, been on it already once and cursed, Judy Greer. Needs Judy Greer back.
Yeah.
The mom needs to be here. It's missing that. It's missing the soul of this movie. I think better movie if Allison's the murderer. Because then Jamie Lee Curtis has to have a moral decision at the end. Do I kill her?
Yeah, do I kill my granddaughter?
Or do I let her continue to kill?
Right, right.
I think that's a better movie.
Oh, it would have been much better than this. At least you would have left going, huh.
Yeah, and then you bring her back. Halloween Begins. And now she's dressed up.
She's
she puts
the new
mask
part of the
on.
Franchise. Yeah, she's just
she's
got,
the kill. Now Laurie Strode, and she ends up off in Laurie.
And she's got the pedigree because she's from the family and the tie-ins to it. Not Corey, who just fell out of Earth.
Never seen or heard of Corey at all.
And then he just disappears as quick as he comes, three quarters of the way through the movie.
Imagine if Allison's the killer, and she changes things up. She puts the Michael Myers mask on, but has a shotgun. Like the scream thing.
Yeah. Well, I want to say I think that's a good idea to have Allison, if that was to happen, have Allison be the killer. But what I wouldn't make another movie with that. I would have just ended it with that, with her being just like, oh, she's gonna go nuts now, and like or whatever. Because I think that's one thing these movies, they got rid of all this mystery. That's one of my biggest things with horror movies that keep going. They have to give you more information. And it's like, what, you know, they got rid of, like, that's exactly what happened to in my mind in the original Halloween script, not in the first Halloween, but that the original timeline. They were like, well, we're going to explain everything away. And now it's not, you know, there's no mystery to Michael Myers because I know why he's doing whatever he's doing.
But think about this, Gary. Allison is now Michael Myers. We've spent all these years thinking Michael Myers is Jamie Lee Curtis's brother, right?
Right.
So now, she at the very end, like, we don't even see the fight. Like, we see Allison murder her boyfriend, or murder the band, the guy. She's like, whoosh. And we're like, oh my gosh, she's a killer. She puts that mask on, right? And Jamie Lee Curtis, the last scene of the movie, you hear, hold on. I'm going to play this. You got to hear it. You hear the... And then you see the flashback of Allison, like, killing, and she's realizing... Jamie Lee Curtis is real...
Hey there. This is Movie Torture's very own producer Gary here to talk to you about Generous Coffee, where every sip is an adventure of flavor. When you choose our meticulously sourced beans, you're not just getting a cup of coffee, you're embarking on a taste journey. Here's why our coffee stands out. It's very rich and robust. Our beans are roasted to perfection, unlocking deep, chocolatey notes that dance on your taste buds. Imagine a velvety blend that whispers of caramel and toasted hazelnuts. Bright and vibrant. With each sip, you'll experience a burst of citrus zest, like a sun-kissed morning in a cup. The acidity is balanced, leaving a refreshing afterglow. Silky smooth. Generous coffee glides across your palate, leaving a trail of velvet warmth. It's like wrapping yourself in a cozy blanket with the fireplace, and remember, every purchase fuels positive change worldwide. So go ahead, savor that cup. It's not just coffee. It's a flavorful revolution.
It's realizing, oh my gosh, my daughter is now the killer. And then fade to black with that music. Now you're setting up a great movie in the second one that every Michael Myers fan would want
to
see.
Because they tried to pass it off like Corey had gotten some of the evil off of Michael Myers, and that's why he all of a sudden he was evil and doing all these things. Could have done that with her, right? Well, it would have been much more believable than this guy.
And that's another thing I didn't like was they added like this kind of, I don't want to say magical element.
Like supernatural kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like originally it's just, the original movie is just, it's just a guy who like
crazy.
I have no idea how he's not dead yet. It's just a dude.
Yeah.
And he's killing people. And then they explain like, oh, well, he's, you know, got this or that or whatever it is. And it's like, oh, well, and now he's not just.
They made
it
almost like a demonic kind of thing there. Like, yeah. That's how the Corey guy got so mean and all. But what we're missing of the whole thing, though, is how Corey is able to take the same Michael Myers in the movie before who eradicated the most of the city and beat him up and take his mask away from him.
Okay, yeah. We basically meet Michael
in the sewer.
In the sewer. So he's down there training the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's down there. He's doing a master class for the Turtles. The TMNT PTSD that I still have. I keep seeing the advertisement on TV. Have you watched the new Turtles on Paramount Plus? And I'm like, I can't do it, man.
Megan saw it in the theater. The new
is
one.
It good?
She liked it, but she's 14.
I can't. I just can't. After watching that part three, it's ruined me. But he's down there. He's their new Splinter, right? He's down there teaching him how to karate chop and use a knife. This guy finds him. Like, do you ever roam into a sewer?
Not typically, no.
He roamed into the sewer, if I remember right.
Like, yeah, he was. That's when he was hiding from the marching band guys and girls.
Oh, my gosh.
And he so happens to stumble on Michael Myers, and then he beats him up and takes his mask.
This is 1 year after Kills,
possessed,
right?
Possessed, supernatural Michael Myers, right?
Roger's
right.
Just taking all this in. This is 1 year after
Again,
Kills.
I feel like I'm watching an episode of Big Bang Theory when they're discussing, like, who would win, Superman or Batman.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in a minute. So... We're watching, this is 1 year after Kills, right, Trent?
Right, it is.
Okay, so we're to believe this man murdered Rusty from Vacation. Remember hit Rusty, Anthony Michael Hall, the whole town, like basically he butchered the whole city of Ramla.
Eradicated the entire fire department, you remember?
Oh, yeah, he killed them. Yeah. This guy was a really killing machine.
The entire town gathered to take him out, and he's like, going Bruce Lee on everybody there, and he's 75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the new movie, though, he's an invalid.
He needs to be like, he's shuffling at this point. He's right. Shuffling, walking.
He's got a walker.
He's like, hello, Jenny. I'm just going to be over here with helping you. He can't, I mean, he's probably blind and deaf at this point, is the way
it's
he looks.
Really.
Those creepy kids coming in my sewer.
Yeah, like, why are you in my sewer? And the turtles are like, Raphael's like, yo, man, like, who's this kid? Better movie if the turtles do show up, though. I would like to have seen that.
That just goes back to that crazy plot, though, that they didn't even keep the continuity between what Michael Myers was just a movie before and make him an old man all of a sudden.
Aren't you sick of Laurie versus Michael, though?
Yeah, I got to be honest. By the end of this, you're like, you just done with both of them, honestly.
I was hoping Laurie would die. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Same thing I wanted in, what's the movie we watched, Raj, on here?
It was one of the Halloween.
80 for Brady. I'm like, please let Lily Tomlin be dead in this movie. Like, I just want her to die. Can we just have a death?
And, I just want her to die.
Yeah. Like, nothing. That's how I felt. Just, can we just kill? That's why I think Laurie versus her daughter, way more interesting. Well,
anything would have been better than this, because you get this whole Corey kid set up. The plot builds him up as this marching band destroying machine, finally, as he goes on a rampage and takes out all the marching band kids. And then all of a sudden, Michael Myers is back.
Doesn't he take the mask of Michael Myers?
Yeah. When he beats him up, he takes the mask away from him. Yeah.
I mean, that's a power move.
That's a power move. If it is a power move, if not... within 20 minutes later, Michael Myers is not back, the supernatural Michael Myers, and he's just killing everybody again.
Yeah.
It does, that doesn't make any sense.
That mask had to stink when he put it on his face, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine the mask smell.
He's in the sewer, first of all.
It's in the sewer. Yeah. Like, I'm sure he doesn't, like, clean.
Probably hasn't brushed his teeth in a long time.
Does Michael even have teeth, you think?
I don't know.
What's he eating? He's probably eating rats down there.
Probably is.
He has to be. Or you think he... Door dashing. I bet Door Dash would show up at that
gate. And he kills the driver.
Yeah, and takes the food.
And he takes it for free. He doesn't have a tip that way. He just kills the driver.
How does Michael have cash? Where does Michael get his cash? Yeah, how does
he pay for it, right?
Yeah, where's he getting his cash? How's he paying for gas? Like, what's he doing? What if Michael Myers
was... How did he get in the sewer to begin with? That's the most important question. Why did he pick that?
Yeah, why is he relegated to sewage?
He's Michael Myers. He can beat up the entire town. Why is he in the sewer?
Couldn't he move into those gay guys' houses he moved into in the second one? Like,
he killed everybody in town. He could pick any house he wanted.
He could be. It's a ghost town. Haddonfield should be a ghost town at this point. And we haven't even talked about...
And you would think, after everybody got killed, that literally shut the town down and nobody would want to live there.
Yeah, that would be your time to move out, right?
Yeah, that's your time. We haven't talked about Allison's friend who's hooking up with the dentist. I remember that now. It come to me. And then he shows up.
Corey shows up.
As Michael Myers.
Right.
And murders him.
He does. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Like, yeah. He murders him.
I forgot about that.
He does some killing. But again.
That goes back to what Corey set up as the new Michael Myers.
He's Corey the new killed killer. The doctor and Michael killed the nurse.
That's right. Yeah. Oh. That's true. They're tag teaming there for a while. Because it's like they were a team for a while.
It's like, Roger.
Yeah, they were a team for a while. I forgot about that. Which got even weirder.
He Who was the team? Up.
Michael Myers and
Corey, right?
They were like fighting. They're working together.
So, yeah. So was Michael like the Miyagi?
He was like his mentor.
And Corey's son?
I don't know if I'm going to mentor some guys who beat me up and took my mask, though. Especially who gets beat up by band kids.
But is he really mentoring him or just stringing him
they're
along?
Just hanging around.
Waiting. I mean, Michael probably hasn't had a friend in a while.
I mean, think about it. This is the first person who hasn't hated him in 30 years.
Yeah, you think like him and Michael play cards or something in the sewer?
Down the sewer, yeah.
That smoke some heaters down there, yeah, you know drink it. a few brews.
You know it.
Do you think Michael drinks alcohol?
No.
I think he's got to keep a
level head.
Level head, yeah.
But I think his brain is solely on Laurie Strode. Is he her brother in this series or is that the old
one? Not in this series.
No.
Yeah.
So is it sexual? Does he just like her?
Well, see, that's the thing. Maybe they never explain that.
Maybe he's just so tortured he can't kill her.
Well,
like he's tried.
She's the one that just got. She's in his
head.
Moby Dick.
Like, she's in his head, and like he can't. Yeah. You know, like a couple times, like, you know, he gives her the old looks at her and stares at her kind of thing. And like, I need to kill you. But I'm not sure. And it's just they never explain that whole thing.
She's the white whale that he just can't get.
He just can't. Yeah, she's like the.
And that was. I still think that was the thing, for. For the first movies, it was like he's chasing her, and we don't know why. That was the part of the mystery of it, which makes it interesting. But then if you're going to end it, like, give me something. Like, they didn't give you anything as to why he's doing any of this, and then nothing happens.
I will say, at the beginning of the movie, we're at that salvage yard, which I will say, when Corey goes and murders the band geeks. That was Corey that murdered the band geeks.
It was, yeah.
Yep.
Best, most brutal deaths of the movie.
Oh, by far, yeah.
I mean, it shows Corey's brutality.
He's taking care of business. And for once, you almost felt like, good job, guy.
Yeah, like he's TCB. Because
they had it coming. I mean, they really had it coming.
Didn't he run over one of their heads?
Yeah.
Oh, that was gory, man. I think producer Gary threw up.
That's another part of the plot thing. You got that going on. You're finally on his side. Then he kills the DJ.
Why did the DJ need to die?
I don't know. He probably just didn't like his tunes. He was spinning.
Said he picked on him earlier.
But it just goes back to that crazy plot just going back and forth. It just was all over the place.
It is very
schizo. And then it comes back to Michael Myers and Laurie Strode.
So in the beginning, when he's at the salvage yard, there's that machine that grinds you. Like, what's it called?
Grinder.
The grinder. Grinder. Not the app, but the...
the machine.
Gary's app, no. so, I looked at that, and I looked at Gary, and Matt, and I said, that's the way you kill him. You put him in the grinder. And Matt's like, yeah, that's what you got to do. Foreshadowing. Smartest thing they've ever done. They're like,
one of the few good things they did in the entire movie.
The only good thing they did was basically throw Michael in that grinder at the end. And they're like, you know what? He's not coming back. This is it. But again, 40 minutes of no Michael. And then when you finally see him, he's old and decrepit. Like, it probably took an hour
and
to see him.
And then he gets mean
anybody.
Again and tough and starts killing people again.
So, of course, we're going to get that showdown. He offs Corey, right?
Yeah.
And you're glad by that point. You're done with Corey.
Does he kill Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter? He doesn't kill her, right?
The granddaughter? No.
Granddaughter, yeah. Daughter's dead.
Yeah, but no, he doesn't kill her. No.
Laurie Strode and him have the final...
The kitchen fight.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like two... It was like two old people just like... It was just sad. It was really...
I kept hoping I'd see Wilford Brimley pop up and go, do you have diabetes? I was like, that was yeah, got to be here.
Like, you're sitting there waiting. You're like, you think they'll stop for a few minutes to make some cream of wheat and eat it and then go back to fighting?
Quaker Oats. Yeah. Like, hold on. I got to take my fibromyalgia. Or no, that's a disease, right?
Yeah. Metamucil.
Metamucil. That's it. I got to take my Metamucil. Do you suffer from diabetes? And they're like,
you're watching and you're going, this is sad. This is sadder than the marching band bullies.
So movie producer guy, he goes, okay, we got us a movie. We're going to put 2 70-year-olds and we're going to have a fight and everybody's going to love it. Who is asking to see senior citizens brawl? I would rather, you know, if I want to see two seniors.
What would have been really funny is in the middle of the battle, if Jamie Lee Curtis would put a finger up and said, hold on, I got to go to the restroom real quick.
Yeah, that would have actually been a good plot twist.
What if one of them had a diaper? That'd be even better. Yeah. Like,
the way we show Michael Myers, he probably did wear Depends.
He did. Another thing, where's he going to the bathroom in that sewer? I guess in the sewer.
Yeah.
What would you rather see Laurie Strode fight Michael Myers or Blanche Devereaux fight Dorothy from Golden Girls? At least then you're watching two old people fight.
Well, you know, I guess you could say it was the final culmination of all these years that they're having this final fight into their old people. But at the same time, you're watching going, gosh, this is sad. This is really, really, really sad. Let it be over soon.
It is so sad. Okay, yeah. Who would win in a fight? Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees.
You think?
This Michael Myers? And then, no, like,
prime Michael Myers.
Oh, prime Michael Myers? Oh,
prime,
okay.
1977 Michael Myers, 78.
Well, that would be a close one.
That'd be a good fight.
Yeah, that'd be a good fight. That would have been an interesting plot.
I think...
We need a Michael versus Jason movie.
Yeah. Well, I think in that one, Michael's just a dude, still. Like, I think Jason might... I think it'd be a good... That would be a good movie.
I'd like to see that. That would be a good one. So... At the end, he gets thrown in the meat grinder. I'm so delighted. This movie's almost 2 hours long. And y'all know if y'all are listening, you know my thoughts. I like them 90 minutes or less.
Hour and 20 minutes.
Hour and 20 minutes.
Don't go see Oppenheimer. I said, don't go see Oppenheimer then.
No, that's a long one. This movie clocked in at, what, an hour and 56 minutes or something? It was about 40 too long.
Yeah. Easily.
Like, easily.
Easily.
Easily 40 too long.
You took the whole Corey part out?
And they had no movie then.
Well, that's a fair point, yeah.
I want to see a movie where we just follow Michael Myers cruising around.
I kept waiting to see at the end Michael's hand come back up through the grinder as it was going, as the credits were coming off. Everything else was so absurd, you'd expect to see something like that.
So Blum, your hero Blum,
oh, yeah,
has come out and said, this is not the end of the franchise.
Well,
they just don't have the
he's
rights.
He's lost the rights to it back to the original producer guys. Son, I think it is, the Akkad guy.
Yeah.
His son has it, has the rights to it now again from the original.
So they're just going to reboot this crap.
I would say so.
I'm not checking into that. I'm done.
It's coming back. You know it will come back.
I'm done.
It may be not like soon, but it will come back in a few years.
If they make a new one, please do not put Laurie Strode back in it.
No,
I'm sick of that.
They're going to have to like come up with something totally different.
I want to see Michael at like Disney World, like terrorizing Disney World.
Like when Jason took Manhattan.
Let's treat Michael like Jaws. Like he's in Amity and he's just murdering people and they're scared. Like we just put him in.
Yeah, they don't know him, so they're not in Haddonfield, so they don't know to take Halloween off.
Yeah, but in this world, If you leave Haddonfield for the month of October, you're gold. You come back November, Michael's already
hibernating. You board the house up like a hurricane's coming, so he can't break your windows and kill anybody, and then you come back, oh, man, I'm glad Michael's... I didn't even like Michael came by.
Yeah, it'd be like if I left and you stayed and you got murdered, I would just say to Leslie, dude, you know...
I begged Brad not to stay for Halloween, but he wanted to trick-or-treat, and he ended up getting killed.
He had to trick-or-treat. I mean...
We were in Tahiti. We missed the entire thing.
We missed it. Now, we're good. We never get murdered. There could be public service announcements. Please leave Haddonfield.
It's like the Purge. The Purge will begin. And
the Purge song is hilarious.
Did Blum do Purge?
Okay. Yes, he did.
He did do Purge.
Yeah, yeah, they've progressively gotten worse.
I was going to say, they're again, like always.
Just like Insidious. Like
Paranormal Activity, they progressively get worse.
They quit on them. They just quit. They don't care.
It's like you get a good idea and go, hey, the money is rolling in. Let's just... It doesn't matter at this point. Let's just make money.
It's like producer Gary's wives. They marry him in the beginning, and then they just leave him at the end. That's all we do. Rog, you got any reviews for this movie?
Yeah, I do. Richard Roper of Chicago Sun-Times said, gave the film a 1.5 out of 4 stars, writing the so-called finale of the Michael Myers saga is just stabbing metaphors, stabbing soap opera, stabbing marching band bullies, stabbing and more stabbing. Another one said, found the movie neither scary nor fun. It is the most joyless, metaphorical, and convoluted entry of the franchise to date. Someone else also said, film was poorly executed, rushed, and barely a Halloween movie.
Okay. I would agree with all that.
I agree.
The funny thing. It was listed in 2022 as one of the drama movies of the year, nominees for People's Choices Awards.
For drama?
Yeah.
Drama.
Yeesh. And Jamie Lee Curtis is the drama movie star 2022.
Oh, I disagree. Mary writes, and I don't want to be Mary's friend, if you're looking for another throwaway sequel like the ones between the first and 2018, look somewhere else. You won't find that kind of absurd nonsense here. If you want a sequel, an ending with substance, and more than a massive body count, you're in the right place. Is it perfect? No.
Understatement.
It's a satisfying conclusion. God, please let this actually be a conclusion. No, I do agree with her on that. To a series of movies. She loves this movie. I don't agree with her on
that. That's sad.
Alan Peary writes, I like this trilogy finisher. I'm in the minority, but I really like this film. I thought the choice of doing a character study and not just repeating the slasher element from the previous films was smart, but I do get why people did not like it. At least he recognizes. And then lastly, Stumis65 writes, I enjoyed the movie. Absolutely not as bad as people say. Yes, it was. You should watch and decide what you think. Concerned thought face emoji. I've never actually typed an emoji in a review. That's weird to me, Stumis65. I don't want to be any of their friends because they seem to like this movie, and I feel like they would invite me over and say, hey, Brad, let's hang out. And they're like, oh, great, we're going to watch Halloween 2022 while we eat dinner. And I'd be like, oh, crap. Like, this sucks.
All right. I got two questions before we conclude here in a minute. Number one, we've talked on this podcast before about how we would want to die. Very opposite. What would be the worst way of dying after seeing Michael put through a grinder? What would be the worst way to die?
I got to say, the grinder would be rough.
Pretty bad, yeah.
That's like the... I don't feel like you would die immediately if your feet go first.
That's what I was going to say. If you went head first, maybe. But if you went feet first, it's going to hurt for a while.
Like, I'm imagining, like, you're...
Yeah, I'm thinking about it as you're saying it. Yeah.
And then you're like... just smashes your face in. I can't imagine a worse way than a grinder.
That's...
Like, maybe a meat grinder?
I'm trying to think of stuff from the Saw movies. Because, like, those are pretty brutal. Those have pretty rough ways. Because those are usually really slow.
Well,
like you said,
we saw in the previous Saw 3D that they put that face trap on you, right? Mm. And they put that timer, and then it goes, and it explodes and just, like, rips your face up.
I think
it's disgusting.
I think that would be rough because like not because it'd be painful immediate. I mean, if you get that immediate pain, but you don't have like the of the grinder. Like I'm in pain right now, but knowing that it's gonna happen would freak me out.
Yeah, I think
the anticipation of
listening to the timer would like I wouldn't be able to. I know I wouldn't be able to do anything because it'd be like I'm you know I got a minute to before I die. So something I think something like that would be freaky.
Yeah, what about you, Trent? What would be your
the grinder's pretty rough.
Worst way to clock out.
I'm not looking for any of them really, but the grinder would be you know that would be rough. Like you said, just knowing the anticipation of it coming.
Yeah.
Especially if it's starting it, you know, your toes get ready to go in it, you're like, ugh, it's not going to end well.
I got to say, a bad way to die would be watching Halloween Ends.
That is a fair point.
Did you hear about Trent? He died watching Halloween Ends.
I was kind of hoping I would die halfway through.
I heard someone say this the other day, the way they would hate to die is like being a coma, but being alert enough to hear what's going on and be like in a hospital room and all they played was like Taylor Swift songs over and over again.
Oh, my daughter loves Taylor Swift.
Could you name a Taylor Swift? Could you? I don't know any Taylor Swift songs.
I could name them because Lily listens to them like every day on the way to school, like all 5,000 of them. And just
I'm a controversial statement. I don't think she's pretty.
She's got like a concert movie coming out and my girls want to go see it. And I'm like, yeah, your mom can take you to see it. I will not go.
Oh, please.
I will not go.
Please go see this concert movie, Trent, so we can bring you back and talk about it with you.
Absolutely not.
I think probably I can think of one of the worst ways to die is the same way Elvis died.
On like, the crapper?
trying to go to the bathroom.
In your recliner, butt naked.
Sitting on the toilet trying to go. And then you just have to keel over.
Yeah, but that would be pretty quick. It's your legacy that everybody would know.
That would be rough, too.
And I got to be honest. Gary, you're talking to two big Elvis fans.
Yeah. It's a touchy subject when you start talking about how Elvis died.
Yeah. We went to Graceland together. We love the king.
Yeah, it's
I'm just saying, that'd be a rough way to die. Like, I can't go to the bathroom, so I died.
But within rough. 5 or 10 minutes, though, it'd all be over. But everybody goes, oh, my God, you know how he died?
Pants around your ankles. That's the
bad part. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe he didn't, his peanut butter banana sandwich didn't digest. And that's, you know.
He couldn't poop it out. At least he died with a clean butt.
Yeah,
I mean, that'd be awful, right? Kristen walks in, my butt's dookie-fied, and I'm laying there with my pants around my ankles, dead.
Dookie-fied.
Dookie-fied. New word for the pod, dookie-fied.
Well, I thought that you do when you die, you void yourself.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
I like how he said void yourself. Yeah,
that was a very professional way to say that.
Yeah, you should have just said you dookify yourself, right?
Well, we see why you're the producer. He's not.
That would suck to be like, I can't go to the bathroom, so I died. And then as soon as you die, it's like, okay, now.
Problem solved.
Okay, now, really?
You crap out.
I mean, that's basically. I like that. You can't crap alive, but once you die.
Yeah, it's like. Out.
That would totally be the way that my luck would ago. Go.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, my wife would be like, he finally crapped. Good God.
So, idiot.
Dummy.
Other question is, who would Gary play? Producer Gary, who would he play in this movie?
Well, that's a segment we like to do around here, Trent.
Do I get to be the kid?
No, I say Producer Gary is the dentist.
I'm a dentist?
With the chick.
I would, from what I read about the movie, I would... Yeah, he sounds like a good candidate to play the lead in this one.
Or he could be a pizza delivery guy to the sewage. Pizza
delivery guy. The Uber guy to the sewer?
Yeah, with his hat backwards and his Hawaiian shirt. And Michael comes up and he goes, I got two Peps and one breadstick. And Michael just looks at him with his mask and he goes, cool mask, bro. And then he just hands him and Michael eats
and
the pepper.
And he goes, wait. It's Haddonfield. Oh, crap, it's Halloween.
And then Michael, like, puts a knife through his...
And then next thing, you see Michael coming out of the sewer with his hat turned around backwards.
That's
and a
what
Hawaiian
you do.
Shirt on. He tries to disguise himself with a Hawaiian shirt.
That's the best Producer Gary part we've ever put him in, is, like, delivering pizza to Michael Myers and going, oh, no tip.
Oh. You do make me a pizza delivery guy a lot.
I do. Two pep and a breadstick. Producer Gary, movie torture, movie gold?
Oh, it was torture. I mean, I thing is, I wanted to watch it because it was like, I got to see how it ends. And it's just, it's a crap fest the whole way through.
Is this the first time we've ever asked Gary? I think it's the first time we've ever asked a movie torture
That's
movie.
It's one of the few he's ever watched.
I know. So, he's.
Yeah.
Blumhouse Shrimp. Movie torture, movie gold.
Movie torture. And I agree. I wanted this to be good because, you know, I've always liked the Halloween movies. I wanted it to be good so bad. 5 minutes in, I said, this is not going to be good. No. It is torture. And that's being kind to it.
Yeah. Roger, you, from what you hear, you think it's pretty, it's movie torture?
Yeah. It's not, for all three of you to agree on that, you know.
I haven't said mine yet.
I know where you're going with.
This movie is missing Donald Pleasance. If it had him, would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
But I'm just I it's kind of like the Star Wars thing. I finally just quit because
there you go. That's right. Good point.
I was keeping up with it, you know, up until episode 7 or the last 7D. One. But when they start making these spinoff TV shows, I'm like, you know what? I can't do it. Yeah. I cannot invest this time.
Yeah.
I'm not a Star Wars guy. I think I'm clocking out on Michael Myers at this point. I'm done. Yeah. I don't want to do
it
anymore.
You lost me at Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I'm done with this. It's same as Star Wars.
It would have to be a massive new plot line, something that would catch you, but I can't see anything happening. I mean, after all these years.
I'm done. Like, I would rather watch a Jason Voorhees reboot. I would rather watch a Freddy Krueger Mellencamp from our, where did we talk about that? Cursed.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Freddy Krueger Mellencamp movie. I'd rather watch that.
Yeah.
Or even a Hellraiser reboot than this crap.
Well, they had one of those for Hulu.
I can't bring myself to watch. I guess I'm lying. I wouldn't watch that either.
It was okay.
I'm sick of this Michael Myers.
Borderline torture if you're looking for another movie.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. I don't think Roger has Hulu. It just sucks, and I can't do it anymore.
It's just
movie
bad.
Torture. This is probably third worst movie I've watched on movie torture. Batman Robin, definitely the bottom. Then TMNT, PTSD, and then Halloween Ends.
It must be time to go because producer Gary's over there yawning.
Yeah, and Trent's got to go. Okay, we've concluded. We're about to kick off next month. I know you're all wondering what next month is going to be. Worst of the year. I'm excited because I've not seen.
We watched one a little too early that should have been in this month that we. I should have fought and not put it in football movie.
You're talking about where I wanted Lily Tomlin to get Michael Myers in that movie? I was so hoping cancer took her life, man.
Oh, gosh. We don't hear that often.
We were wanting her character to die.
Wow,
Trent.
That must have been really bad.
It was a bad movie.
And I'd want to die 80 different ways than watch that movie again.
Oh, my gosh. And the sad thing is we had to record it twice because the first one didn't record.
Oh, wow.
So we had to come back a couple weeks later and talk about that garbage again. We're doing the Ben Affleck masterpiece, Hypnotic. I've not seen this movie. I've not seen it. So I'm kind of excited to watch Hypnotic. It seems like it might be stupid.
The name sounds kind of dumb, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
This name is interesting, but it sounds...
I'm sure we'll have a lot of hypnotized talk, producer Gary.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey... For producer Gary, for Blumhouse Trent, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
For my lovely co-host, Roger, who hates scary movies.
It's the first time he's called me lovely.
Lovely. He's lovely tonight. My name is Brad. We'll catch you next week on a Movie Torture.